Well, speaking of manning up and doing something about it, the next group of guys and girls that we are talking about have manned and womaned up and done something about it. We dive back into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Pass
to continue.
Mini spoiler?
What? No, what are you talking about? No, in every single movie of Marvel, they have manned up and were womaned up and got the job done.
Yep.
So
yeah, except
for Infinity War.
Infinity War.
That's the only one.
They very much did not.
They did not man up and get the job done. And we will get to that, along with a whole bunch of others
and
that have already made their way through the beginning of our brackets.
Give me the ball, coach.
So the man who created our bracket, because the first bracket we looked at made no damn sense.
What the hell? It's the same
not
one.
Not yours, fool.
Oh, I was like,
God,
dude.
Getting all offended. I'm talking about the one we found on Reddit.
I thought you were talking about Paul's one that he made, and I'm like, that was mine.
No. What?
Well, I fixed it.
No.
I fixed yours. Yours was an abomination.
No. It needed to be typed up.
Ain't
posting your chicken scratch to the public.
Well, it wasn't just the chicken scratch. It was the fact that the bracket was unbuilt.
And the bracket looked like heartbeats. Like, I mean, come on. Like, we don't know where we're going with this. So.
By the way, I do want to say I greatly appreciate the folks on the Facebook who did vote. We got 10 votes.
The Facebook.
The Facebook.
How old are you?
Hey.
Was it after we posted
internet.
The right one?
Yeah,
I'm on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, look, after Matt posted the right one,
on the internet.
To be fair, I super messed up. But on the internets came out, we got 10 votes, love it. Our Facebook page keeps growing. Please keep listening, subscribing, liking, what have you. But we are going to start our matchups. Matt's not going to give me any music, so I'm going to make my own. We go to the first matchup. It's still technically our first round. Oh, no, it's the second round now. We're in the second
it's
round.
It's the first round.
No, it's the second.
We got to finish the first round because Endgame wasn't out.
Oh, that's right, yes.
So we got to finish the first
but
round.
There
and
will
by
be
the way,
spoilers
incoming.
Yes, absolutely. If
you have not
seen
Endgame,
stop listening.
Skip ahead
skip ahead about 5 minutes.
Shouting about
not
spoilers.
Talking about this matchup.
Okay, anyways.
Spoil.
We have the number 6 seed, Spider-Man Homecoming, against us being in the endgame now, Avengers Endgame, the number 5 seed. I already know what Ryan and Matt's are, because they tipped it off in the poll. Please, gentlemen, do not do that again. But why don't you go ahead and divulge your opinions first, since I already know them. Ryan, why don't you start?
Well, I don't know what I voted in the poll.
Are you for real right now?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
There's two options.
Better.
You just click one. Click whichever one you enjoy.
Yeah, we didn't tip anything. We just wanted to get some votes going in the poll.
No, I do remember though. I voted because I wanted to see what the results were. And that was the easiest way to do it at the time being. But I'm a sucker for Spider-Man. That's my favorite superhero, so if you give me a movie that's all about him, and on the spoiler alert, I know he was in the endgame, so we won Mr. Stark, and then they got that sweet, loving embrace, but you're going to give me a whole movie about Spider-Man. It doesn't even really matter who plays him at this point, even though I think Tom Holland does a fantastic job. I'm going to give my vote to Homecoming.
So while I'm with Ryan Spider-Man is absolutely up there as far as heroes that are on my top 5 list, I will take giant amalgamations joining forces to a bunch of my favorite heroes. Spider-Man Homecoming is a fantastic movie, and so many things about it. Michael Keaton alone as the villain is freaking wonderful.
Donald Glover, baby.
But what I witnessed in Endgame, Homecoming's not topping that.
So, I'm actually a little worried because Dylan tipped his hand before.
All right, no! No, do not speak my name, sir.
Dylan,
and
Dylan.
I cannot
Dylan.
Believe, I don't care Dylan. Who your favorite superhero is. Spider-Man was great. Homecoming was a really well-done movie. I think Tom Holland is phenomenal. The casting, in general, was just absolutely A1 in Spider-Man.
A1 steak sauce.
Endgame was everything that it was built up to be.
It was beautiful.
That is not the word I would use.
It was beautiful.
Essentially flawless. Now, flawless does not mean the greatest movie of all time. It just means without flaw. There were not blemishes in this movie. They did everything that you could have expected them to do. It was the perfect miss, from the screen time to the story to the from the comic relief to Fat Thor. I mean, who doesn't love Fat Thor? I actually hated Fat Thor.
I did too.
But one of the things I loved, and it
Professor Hulk weirded me out.
So Fat Thor was really not a fan of Fat Thor, but I get it. And it was part of his story and how he did not deal with those 5 years very well. But they stuck with it. Fat Thor didn't magically become Rip Thor or Hot Chris Hemsworth when he got his mojo back and he got Stormbringer and he shot Thunder everywhere. He wasn't like, I'm back.
Stormbreaker.
What?
And Mjolnir.
What? You said Stormbringer, you scrub.
I'm higher than you were the other night. Whatever.
Oh, that's a lie.
I loved everything they did with this movie.
I don't.
There was nothing, unlike the Lion's Draft, there was nothing nonsensical about it. Everything lined up. I I'm not an overly emotional person. I teared up four or five times.
Why?
12. At least 12 for me.
Anger is not an emotion.
What? No, it's not even that. What do you say to us every day, every time we podcast? The end thing that you say. It's a very emotional thing. What are you talking about? Also, remember when we, tossed our cards away and then the little stewing that you decided to do during the poker?
No, that was some bullshit. We're not even going to get into poker etiquette on this podcast. That was some
Paul was throwing cards all around.
That's right.
That was some bull ass shit, but we're not gonna get into poker etiquette. Doesn't matter. Endgame, phenomenal movie. One of the best ever in the MCU.
So
Endgame wins.
Endgame does win because I already looked it up, and it's unfortunate. Closer than you would think, though. Only a 3% difference.
Homecoming is a great movie. I'm not surprised it's close. Homecoming's a great movie.
Anyway,
those hilarious Captain America skits when they're in detention.
Oh God, yeah, it's so great. And trolling us all at the end of the movie also. At the very end, when you're waiting for the extra scene, and it's Cap sitting down and talking about you wasting your time.
So you got detention. What do we do now? I love that.
It's like I'm pretty sure this guy's a war criminal right now, but.
It's Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is the best character Marvel has by far. Super love Spider-Man a lot. And on top of that, this Avengers Endgame movie didn't really have a villain. Like, the Thanos in this film, much worse than the Infinity War Thanos, in my opinion. The whole, I'm just going to destroy everything. It's like, okay. His motivation before was sympathetic, and you could agree with certain things he said. But the minute that he just went megalomaniacal, that's when it's like...
My man saw his head get chopped off.
He liked it, though. That was destiny fulfilled, as he called it.
That was crazy. That's what he said. He agreed with the result of it. It was just when the Avengers started fighting him, he was like,
He didn't want a different result.
And I am allowed to speak, because you already talked, and Michael Keaton's Vulture... Super good. Also, best villain scene in the entirety of the MCU is when he finds out who Peter is in the car before the prom. That was awesome. They do have a comic book moment that Tom Holland's Spider-Man has to take care of by lifting all of the concrete off of him. One of Spider-Man's most
heroic moments. And Hulk did the exact same thing in Endgame.
It's
a comic book moment.
Oh, you mean Bitch Hulk?
Peter's is much more transforming in his character, though.
Oh, absolutely. Hulk's not sitting there saying, come on, Hulk.
And also,
come on, Hulk.
I've already said this once before, and I'm going to say it again. I hate time travel so much because Paul and Matt cannot shut up about it. It's annoying as shit. It's stupid. The only two properties that should and can do time travel right, regardless if there are plot holes, Back to the Future and Mortal Kombat. Other than that, I don't want to hear it. Time travel sucks. But it doesn't matter. Endgame twists and turns and moves on.
Well, if you pick you Homecoming, can I use my Super Saiyan?
So, to clarify for the audience, the panel tied 2-2. Endgame is moving on based on
audience score.
98% unless someone wants to supersede.
Oh man, Ryan,
let's go,
me.
Spidey.
You're superseding.
I will motion. Right. I think Matt should supersede the supersede.
Are you going to, Matt?
I didn't get a chance to talk about this movie.
What movie?
Endgame. This is terrible. What the hell?
You didn't talk about it?
Not really, because I thought we were gonna have time to talk about it later in other matchups.
Then supersede. Do the right thing.
So you thought.
Wait.
Do the right thing, Matt.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Real quick. Time out.
Audience score would break
it
again.
Before you do that, I was going to make a point, and I wanted to tell you guys this. Once we get to the final four, before we do it, I was going to give everybody a chance to pick a film that was eliminated and explain why we were wrong to not have them in the final four. So you could do your Endgame deal then if you want.
Then I will. Yeah, I'll save it for that then.
Okay.
But this sucks because I was expecting.
Matt, are you not superseding?
No, I'm not.
Yes!
Hold on. I have a decision to make.
I will tell you. This is going to be just like the basement scene in Inglourious Basterds. If you supersede, is supersede. I'm going to tell you that right now. Michael Fassbender is going to get shot in the face if you do this. I'm just telling you. It's going to happen.
I got to peek in the bracket to see where else.
You're literally wasting your supersede if Matt is not on your side. That's what I'm telling you.
Or he's bluffing.
Okay? Do it. I am going to supersede
and then,
to guarantee this dumbass movie.
And then Matt will have all the God Thanos power.
And I will have the Infinity Gauntlet. Yes.
So much for Boston playing defense.
Oh, dude, I know. Oh, damn. We gave them praise and then they snapped out of it.
There's no way the Endgame cannot make it out of the first round. Matt, you know what you have to do.
No, you have to do.
I like how he's moving.
But we both have to do it.
Yeah. Come on.
Matt, if we want this to move on, we both have to.
I understand that, so call Dylan's bluff and do it.
There's no Elamend in here. You guys are eventually going to run out of time.
I supersede.
Yeah.
Your supersede.
Wow, we're going to have all of our supersedes wasted right now.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Let's go!
Glorious Bastards has happened, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all are ridiculous.
To catch you up
Matt,
to speed.
Say the words. Say the wonderful words.
I have to. I supersede.
Ah,
good.
Yes!
To give everybody what the shit is happening. We all had a super seed where we could basically change the ruling of the matchup no matter what occurred. And we
only
all decided
if it was
to waste
tied.
It on this. Oh, yes. Only if it was
because
tied.
Because I would have done it for and Black Panther with his 3-1.
That's true. So we have all superseded each other. Michael Fassbender has been shot in the face. Diane Kruger has been shot in the leg. And Brad Pitt is talking in a horrible southern accent down to a Nazi. We have Tarantino'd the situation, ladies and gentlemen. Our super seeds are all dead. And just like an Endgame, something has risen out of the ashes. We have Avengers Endgame moving on.
Damn you for making me do this.
What a first round matchup. I love this so much.
That's absurd.
That was violent. And you know what? I'll be honest, I had PTSD from that. But moving on, speaking of PTSD, we have two harrowing matchups between our first two Avengers. We have ourselves in match one of the second round. We have Iron Man OG, the number one seed, versus the number 10 seed, Captain America, the first Avenger.
Jesus, this guy, 10 seems so low still. But
I'm waiting on you, Mr. Ryan. What say you?
I'm speaking. But after the after I saw Endgame, I went back and watched some of the YouTube clips just from the other movies, big scenes, and one of my favorite scenes is Tony Stark repeating what he repeated in Endgame, which was the I am Iron Man in Iron Man 1 when he's at the press conference. So I like those cool callbacks and those parallels. I'm sure there are some from the original Captain America 2, which I think it's what it's going up against, right? The first one? So many.
Yes.
But regardless, I said it last week, so I'll reiterate it. To me, Robert Downey Jr., while Spider-Man's my favorite character, Robert Downey Jr. is by far my favorite actor in the entire, you know, MCU. So for that reason, for the callback, and because I think Iron Man is a better character and a better Avenger than Captain America, I'll
what?
Take Iron Man. Yeah. Ooh. Punk ass Steve.
Ooh, we're going to have
Jesus
to fight.
Jesus Christ.
That was so unnecessarily aggressive. It was the OG Iron Man, and I know it wasn't the first. The Incredible Hulk was technically the first, but the OG Iron Man is what laid the ground for the entire
So MCU what?
As we know it today.
So what?
And,
hold on. That's inaccurate because... Well, no, you are right. I get those two mixed up. Because Tony showed up in the end credits of Incredible Hulk, correct?
And...
Yes.
Thank you.
It is still, taking all that aside, whether it was the last Marvel movie or the first, it is still the best.
God,
oh, wow.
Iron Man in God, no. Slide. God, no. Oh, what is wrong with you guys? Listen, folks. Iron Man by himself is boring as all hell. He has no good villains. His storyline is him being a drunk. He has a phenomenal origin story. And it is a phenomenal origin story. But Captain America has such a better arc than Iron Man. It's not even funny. Go look at the trilogies that you just saw on screen. There's a
Let's
reason
go.
That the Captain Americas are better. They are better
yeah,
stories. They have better
about
villains.
One movie, buddy.
Yes, and I'm talking about a movie that is a World War II movie. Fantastic. B has a phenomenal villain. Movies. Not only in the actor who played him, which Iron Man does as well, but in the villain himself and his involvement in the Marvel Universe. The Red Skull is a huge Marvel villain played by a phenomenal actor in Hugo Weaving. Not to ignore the fact that you've also got Tommy Lee Jones in this. You've got phenomenal technology that makes freaking Chris Evans. They had people
right.
who saw it for the first time say, how did you make him big? And they said, no. We made him small. He was already that size, or at least close to it. To have that technology and make it look real with a phenomenal origin story of the most humble character maybe in the entire comic universe. And
Let's
played
go.
By an actor who I was so wrong about because this was the same guy that played Johnny Storm, who's one of the most arrogant pieces of crap in comic universe. To do what he did in that movie with those side characters. I didn't even mention Stanley freaking Tucci.
Oh, yes.
This movie is such an underrated, phenomenal movie and will always be one of my favorites. And I remember the summer it came out because it was the same summer as Thor and X-Men First Class. And X-Men First Class is a phenomenal movie. And right. Thor is underrated as hell. But this was still the best movie I saw that summer. Captain America, the First Avenger, sets the tone for the cinematic universe.
Oh, man. I can't top that yet because I don't feel as passionately about this film. I'm with Matt, though. Iron Man is not good when he is not a leader of the Avengers. Iron Man on his own, Tony on his own, has really bad storylines. Because one thing we do have to remember, and Matt obviously already knows this, is that Iron Man before the MCU was a B villain, or not villain, a B hero for Marvel. He was not a figurehead in the same vein as Thor, Hulk, and Cap were. And Steve Rogers has always been the leader. The World War II setting obviously has aided to that. Also, Iron Man the film really is only as good as it is because of, as Matt had already also said, the origin story where he is able to create the suit to escape out of the prison. But after that, it loses a lot of steam. Jeff Bridges was wasted as Ironmonger. I think Cap had a better villain. I also really dig Hayley Atwell's, like, throwback style. I think she's a great actress, and she looked pretty damn good in that film, too. So I'm going to say Captain America, the first Avenger as well.
And this is why I hate you for making me use my super seed, because I have a feeling Iron Man has a higher score.
Yeah.
A feeling? It's a landslide.
I know it is. 1
to 74.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You mean it beat out World War II Philip J. Fry? That's crazy.
The thing that bugs me the most about you guys is you keep alluding to all these things that don't matter to the task at hand. You're talking about villains like some DC fanboy, like that's what makes a movie. You're talking about...
It does, though. Like,
no, it doesn't.
It absolutely does.
Who cares that Iron Man...
The two best characters in Marvel and DC have the best villains, Spider-Man and Batman.
Best characters do not make the best movies. That's not how this works. And it is a testament to how great that Iron Man movie was.
It was a springboard
for the entire MCU. Even though, as Dylan said, he was a Class B hero in the Marvel Universe, in the comics. He was not one of the more celebrated guys. You have the X-Men were more popular than Iron Man.
If
you take the first act out of the OG Iron Man, it's not as good...
Sequences aren't good. There aren't any tearjerker sequences. The slow sequences are boring as hell.
Yep.
Where Captain America shines in every single one of those instances.
I feel like you
when Cap dives on the grenade as a normal human being. When Cap's got to put it in the water.
Spoilers.
When Cap is talking there saying, I can do this all day.
Yeah, that's so great. When Cap dives on the obviously not live grenade because no military installation practices with live grenades.
He didn't know that. He was a skinny kid from Brooklyn.
Because he's a fucking idiot.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
let's
no.
talk about
no,
plot
no,
holes.
No, no, no,
talk
no,
about
no,
plot
no.
holes.
You are not denigrating Steve.
That was one of the most cheesy moments of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they throw a handful in there. They do a good job of avoiding. That is one of the most cheesiest things I ever seen, as if that grenade could have possibly been.
And it made his future wife fall in love with him.
That was a great movie, but that was absurd, cheesy, and utterly ridiculous. And for you to point
back to
that,
but you are missing out the give and take between Tommy Lee Jones and Stanley Tucci before and after that grenade throw.
I'm not missing
that makes that scene what it is.
It was a great movie.
I'm not missing
anything, but to compare it to Iron Man is just out of control.
Iron Man is not that good of a movie outside of the origin.
That's 100%
outside of the entire thing the movie's about.
No,
it's not a good
movie. No, it's 30 minutes of the movie. 30 minutes of the movie are fantastic.
It's almost
after
that. It's literally like you guys took the Iron Man trilogy and you're like, yeah, the first one was good, but the last two are really bad.
They are.
No, I love the third one. I love the third Iron Man personally.
Out of control.
Okay, look, it doesn't matter because Iron Man moved on. But
it does matter. I'm appalled. You
suck for making me use my super seed.
I know, I'm sorry, but...
This is a travesty of justice.
Hey, we had...
Actually...
We had to quit and say
this. That was good. That was Peter Parker sacrificed himself for Tony Stark again.
Good. Turn back the dust, Peter.
This is great cosmic justice that Dylan caused all this.
Match number two. Outside of Paul's shrill shrieking, I am so sorry, folks. Match number two, we have our first upset specialist, Doctor Strange.
I quit.
Going up against.
Bye, Dylan.
What? What do you mean? What are you quitting for?
I'm kidding. Jesus Christ. Go on. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, number 7, our first upset specialist, against the number 5 seed Avengers. Did Loki die or not? Endgame.
Wait, it's Endgame?
Loki.
Yeah. Yep.
So. Now that Endgame is not going up against Spider-Man, the greatest movie in the world, it can finally move on. So there are a lot of things about Endgame that I did like. Obviously, everyone bringing back, and you know, it's kind of fitting that he's going up against Doctor Strange, but I guess that'd kind of be the case with anyone, where he opens up all the portals at the end, all the superheroes come out, and then Cap finally has that moment where... is to kind of parallel Game of Thrones, where you see like Jon Snow take on a whole army of people, and you're like, well, there's no way he's gonna win, and then the dragon comes in and whoosh, just kills everybody. It's kind of the same way there, where it really looks hopeless in the end, and you're like, fuck, like is Thanos about to win again? Because Cap's beaten, there's no other hero is really in sight for him. And then you see her to your left.
On your left.
All the portals open up, the superheroes come out, and he's like, oh shit, like we can finally do this. You have that big battle between whatever Thanos had, I don't know what those guys are called, and then just all the superheroes coming out, coming together, you know, each superhero kind of getting their own applause on the screen, which is really cool when you first see T'Challa, and you see Falcon, Spider-Man, and you know, everybody kind of gets like their own separate applause, which... To me, another kind of part of it was I thought Endgame was a better movie than Doctor Strange, but also being in the theater there and just kind of like the experience at the theater because Endgame was so hyped up and there was so much, you know, just emotion around it. You could like feel the tensity of not just obviously the characters in the movie, but the audience as well. So that's something that really stood out to me, and it's why Endgame is going to move on against Doctor Strange.
So... Doctor Strange's entire role in Endgame was better than the entire Doctor Strange movie. And that's pretty much all that really needs to be said. Although okay. I will say I'm really looking forward to his role in the MCU going forward. Okay. He's essentially going to replace Tony Stark's role in the Avengers.
Nah.
And I think it's going to be pretty freaking sweet.
I don't agree with that. That's Carol's job.
Doctor Strange is visually stunning. I was very happy they brought Benedict Cumberbatch into this universe. I think he fit perfectly as Doctor Strange. Dormammu and everything involving that. Mordo was great, and his turn at the end was fantastic, and it's going to be great to see going forward because he's going to be one pissed off wizard.
We need Chiwetel Ejiofor to get back now.
But there was so much great stuff about Doctor Strange and how it moved the universe forward. But I said earlier that Endgame is a beautiful movie, and it is a beautiful movie. It hits so many different emotional notes, from Thor going to see his mom one last time, to Tony seeing his dad one last time, to Cap finding out where his heart really is going towards and him following it, to everything involved bringing everyone back. I mean, you know, the father-daughter stuff with Scott and Cassie. There was just beautiful moments, and the ending was a beautiful ending. It shocked the hell out of me, taking out Thanos in the first 20 minutes of the movie. Fat Thor creeped me out, but cracked me up. Professor Hulk just kind of creeped me out. It's a little... I don't know. It was a little too weird seeing Professor Hulk. But I couldn't find anything wrong with the movie. The fact that it was an homage to everything they had done as like a, it was just like giving us one last taste with a lot of things. The Battle of New York, Cap fighting himself, you know, I can do this all day. Yeah, I know all that stuff. These were great scenes that are a thank you to the fans and a throwback to what got us here. And it was just, it was done so beautifully in my mind, and it hit me for all 3 hours. And there's just no way Doctor Strange is a better movie than that to me.
On principle, I'm going to go with Doctor Strange, even though in theory it does use time travel as well, kind of. Not in nearly in the same way. It's still really linear, which I wish is how this movie had gone. Endgame did have... It did right by Steve. That's what I care about. His ending... Like, okay. The ending to Endgame was way more impactful to me than Infinity War was. Infinity War's ending was stupid. I hated it a lot. And I really did like...
You weren't supposed to like it.
No, as in, like, I didn't... I wasn't emotionally moved by it either. People, like, crying next to me... who were watching this film, like, you're dumb.
Well, yeah, that was because... dumb. Like, anything was permanent.
Exactly. And with Endgame, I will say part of the reason that I like the ending so much is, number one, I had, like, Claire and I's deal is very much like that sort of relatively old school, without the racism, of course, but, like, the 1950s, you know, the old school, everybody dressing fancy, all that kind of shit, whatever. But also because my grandparents passed... And, like, that's when they would have been that age and all that kind of stuff, you know. So that was nice. But I'm still taking Doctor Strange.
What is wrong with you?
One Steve Rogers does not a good movie make. Well, in most circumstances.
What are you talking about? You tell me you didn't like the scene between Hawkeye and Natasha.
I want more Ronan in general. But I know I understand. I won't get him. So, which makes me sad because he's,
but that didn't do anything
better,
for you.
Ronan to me is a better version of what the Punisher, what Frank Castle is. Frank Castle can be very one note, but Ronan, because he had that really redeeming portion of being Hawkeye, makes it way more interesting to me.
Seeing Korg alive did nothing for you?
Oh, that was hilarious, but then there's the Fortnite thing, and I was like, oh god, this again.
He's done, it's great. Thor, he's back. The guy called me a dickhead. Any Taika Waititi, I will take.
That was fantastic.
I freaking love Taika
fantastic.
Waititi.
Thank you.
So, well, it doesn't matter because we have Avengers is moving on Endgame by a big margin. So in the second round on our Eastern Regional, our first matchup, we have the number one seed, Avengers Assemble versus, I can't believe this is here, Thor the Thor the Trash Dark World.
It had an easy first round game, all right?
Who put this here? I'm getting punked.
It had an easy first. Hey, you
it was against Iron
Man
2.
Who put this here?
The people did. It had a higher score.
Who did this?
It was your seeding.
Iron Man 2 is trash and a waste of talent.
Listen,
Iron Man 2 is probably one of the most disappointing movies I've ever seen. Babe,
you know why? Because Iron Man has shit for villains.
Whoa!
And his storyline sucks outside of the Avengers. Who said that already? Oh, I did.
I did too. I'm a part of this.
Freaking poor man's Batman.
Oh my god.
Batman doesn't drive an Audi.
I don't know.
Audi e-tron. Batman drives the Batmobile. I'll take that over the Audi.
Audi 5000.
Yeah. And he drives a Lamborghini in some other scenes as well.
Okay,
so again,
can we
I'll take
well,
that over the
I was going to say, the Batmobile is basically a modded Lambo.
Okay, can we just say OG Avengers and move on? I don't want to talk about Thor the Dark World.
I'm actually okay with that.
I mean, I'm voting for
no,
it.
No, I want to talk about Avengers.
Yeah, but we're going to in the next round.
We might not. It might not win. I don't know what's going to happen.
I think we all just voted for it.
I can't see the future.
I can.
I can see a future in which Thor the Dark World does not beat
I just
want to
say, the first Avengers gave me the first literal feeling of seeing what I've read in comic books for so many years happen before my eyes in the sequence when they're all on the flying Chitauri thing, you know, and they're all taking, they're going through each character throughout the city doing something, and it ends with Hulk and Thor on top of the flying Chitauri thing, taking it down into Grand Central Station, and then ending with Hulk punching Thor off the thing.
Yeah.
I had the most literal freaking tear-jerking nerdgasm watching that scene for the first time in theaters. Because that was the first time it really felt like I was what I've been reading for so many years finally just happened in front of my eyes.
Wow, that's a great story.
I thought so.
Are you done with your nerdgasm?
Yep.
Can we move on?
Hey, all I can say is Thor the Dark World, do not rest in peace. I hope you have a burning hell you're hiding.
But thank you, Loki, because you were great in that.
No, he's not. All right. So,
he was great in Thor the Dark World.
When he comes back, you can talk about him some more.
Yeah. Damn right.
But
so the next matchup,
I offered
and this is one, I'm going to tell you right now, I bet there's going to be some fist fights. It's going to be the number 4 seed, Guardians of the Galaxy, against the number 6 seed, upset-minded, Ant-Man.
No.
If y'all let Ant-Man move on against another clearly better movie...
Nope.
That's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, man.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, every single member of Guardians is better than Ant-Man.
All right, here's
that's
the thing.
That's just straight blasphemy. That makes me want to vote Ant-Man.
Don't do it.
That makes
wrong.
Me want. That
Let's
makes
go.
Me want
do
to vote Ant-Man. But I can't because Guardians of the Galaxy is so just ridiculously good. And we talked about this already. You took a cast of nobodies in Marvel lore and just made it one of the, definitely the most surprising and one of the best movies in all of the MCU.
You know what's great about this movie is it's called Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's not even the original team. So that's fun. That's negative for that film. Ronan sucks. That's another negative. The humor doesn't
land. So hold
land.
On,
that's
hold up, hold
negative.
Up. Not the original Ant-Man either.
True story.
Yeah, but the original Ant-Man is at least.
But he's involved.
And he is called Ant-Man in this film. And on top of that, we have Luis's genius comedic timing, which is way funnier than anything in this stupid-ass Guardians film. Peter Quill is stupid. I hate that character. I hate Gamora. I hate all the characters, to be honest. And the only thing that really works and plays for me is Rocket with his backstory of being a genetic and scientific experiment. That plays with me for obvious reasons. And the best part is, everyone who watched that film completely ignores that part of his character because they just want the lulls of Drax being like, "Oh, I speak literally." Hilarious, Dave Bautista. You can't act. Moving on.
You could have just stopped it. I hate.
Okay.
And Matt didn't get a vote.
Yeah, I didn't even go yet. So you're not moving on yet.
Well, I say Ant-Man, so screw y'all. Oh, I Guardians into the Galaxy. Oh, holy shit. Crazy.
While Ant-Man is heartwarming and hilarious throughout, actually. It's a very good movie. And Luis is, I still want Luis to give me a rundown of everything that just happened in the last 22 films. It would be fantastic, and I probably still would die of laughter. What the Guardians of the Galaxy did, number one, was unexpected. No one knew what we were getting with this movie, and the reception was unbelievable and blew people's minds. It was fantastic to watch, entertaining from beginning to end. The characters that you learned about from going from basically all at each other's throats to working together and becoming a family, to learning about the actual Infinity Stones and how important they are and what we are getting towards with Thanos, really introducing Thanos to the universe, much more so than the little after shot of Avengers. And while you may poke fun at Dave Bautista, and I also agree, not a great actor, what he did for the autistic fan base in having someone that they can connect with and look up to, which is what they found out he gave them, was fantastic as well. It's a better movie than Ant-Man from beginning to end. As good as Ant-Man is, as enjoyable as Ant-Man is, Guardians of the Galaxy blew me away the first time I saw it, and I won't forget that. So, no, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. And the soundtrack is unbelievable.
Well, that was it, apparently, because this took a while, the entire podcast.
Shocking.
And, well, you know what? If we hadn't talked about freaking playoffs.
You did not see that coming? I'm going to use that on you all the time since I know how much you love it.
If we didn't talk about playoffs on our sports podcast.